Brown. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Who can stop the train from Kansas City? Not the San Francisco Giants last night. That is baseball sports. Yeah, the World Series is on. I'm a huge baseball fan. Very excited about that. Kansas City Royals, the team of dynasty. Or, no, destiny. They've been against tremendous odds are now in the World Series for the first time in 29 years. Playing against the team of dynasty. Even years, the San Francisco Giants, whose batting song from the, or theme song from the 60s we heard at the top there. Yeah, the Giants have won in 2010, in 2012, and it's 2014, so who knows what's going to happen. So yeah, we heard from a compilation that was released after their first championship in San Francisco in 2010 called Finally Champions, which is a great compilation. It has Sunny in the Sunsets, Ty Siegel, Dominant Legs, all sorts of great San Francisco bands. That was the song "Bye Bye Baby," which was used by the play, you know, the radio station that did the games of the San Francisco Giants. That was sort of the theme song to the program. And then after that, we heard the Shangri-Las from their Myrmidons of Melodrama best of compilation, "The Train from Kansas City." Lovely stuff. Action starts again on Friday night. I hope you enjoy watching baseball as much as I do, because it's the best. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. October. It brings us pumpkin beers. It brings us playoff baseball. And it also brings us, this year, Shindig. Shindig had started later than usual. Normally it's the second week of September, but for a bunch of reasons, it's starting in October this year, which is pretty great, actually. I think, you know, September, it's still kind of nice out, and now it is not, and you do not want to be outside, and so going to a nice pub with all your pals on a Tuesday night is ideal. It has moved from the Railway Club to the fantastic Hindenburg, which is a great, great venue. I had only known at 23 West, which was sort of a fetish bar club for a long time. You know, that's great. But before that, it has a storied history as the Hungry Eye and the Circus Elephant. I think that's what it was. Yeah, something like that. Anyways, it is Luke Meat, former music director or music coordinator here at CITR, was there. And he was saying it's like they recreated the Starfish Room. It is like the ideal of a 1990s alt venue. It has great sight lines. It's a little rough hewn, and beers are very cheap. It is great. So I think everyone is very happy with Shindig's new home and with some of the bands that played. A great competition on the first night. There were three bands, the Vaporettos, Fundamentally Unsound, and this next band called Pale Red, who were the winners of night number one, and my favorites. So we're going to listen to a song that they spoke about. It's called Boy Kings. I forget how they introduced it, but it was funny. This is from their White Mink EP, which you can find on their Bandcamp page, just as I did. Here is the song Boy Kings.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I left behind. I know you're not done and I'm not gone yet. I know you're not gone but I feel left behind.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
To know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Thank you.
All right, that was Cave Girl from their EP, Not Well, Thank You. That was the song Kingsway, as someone who now lives on Kingsway, very near Kingsway. I like the local connection. Writing about Vancouver things and Vancouver places. It's good. There's so many songs about New York and California. More songs about South Granville, you know? About Hastings Sunrise, about Kingsway. Love it. Thank you, Cave Girl. Before that, we heard Supermoon, a new song that they've just thrown up online. It's called Burnout of My Dreams. Very, very good. And it's going to be a part of a 7-inch that is being put out by Mint Records called Hot Heroes. That's all I know. But it's very intriguing, and it leads me to maybe believe that Supermoon's next show will be the Mint Records Christmas party on November 29th. But I don't know that. That's all purely speculation. But, you know, then put another 7-inch with them. It'll be great to see Supermoon there. I hope that happens. And at the top, we heard Pale Red, winners of Shindig Night number 1. They'll play next in mid-January. The new format of Shindig is that all of the first three round, whatever it is, the initial round happens between now and December 16th. And then the semis and the final are going to happen in the new year, mid-January to mid-February. Crazy. Anyways, look for Pale Red around town before that so you can hear them and then be really excited for them at the semifinals of Shindig. Next up, we're going to hear some Drearies. They put out their cassette last Friday night. It's called Eugene. We're going to hear the song Tits on the Beach. Penny Clark, the lead singer, has now left town. So don't know that we're going to be seeing much of the Drearies in the next little while, but they've left us with the music. And isn't that what really counts? Here is the Drearies with Tits on the Beach. right. Did that sound familiar? Huh? Sleater-Kinney! They're back! That was their new single. It's called Bury Our Friends. And that was kind of a sneaky thing that they put into their box set, which came out this week. It cost $50 to ship to Canada, so I decided not to buy it on top of the $100 sticker price. But I'm hoping to get my hands on it somewhere locally because it looks pretty sweet. And it was a time of CDs. I bought CDs then. They're all pretty scratched and broken up. Be oh so sweet to get all those records on vinyl. So yeah, but that was a kind of an unmarked 7-inch in the box, and as word got out, then a video popped up. For the song. Anyways, good news, and there's a new record coming out. It's going to come out in January. It's going to be followed up with a big tour around the states. The nearest show I think is in Spokane, which is too bad, but maybe they'll swing back this way. Who knows? Before that, we heard Memphis, Tennessee's Knots. They have a new album out on Garner Records. It's called We Are Knots, and that was the song Decadence. And then at the top, we heard the Drearies with their song Tits on the Beach, which I mostly played because of the delightful giggling of Penny at the end there. That little in-studio recording. It's very nice. I like that. Right, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. About 35 minutes to go till 1 p.m. when I will be signing off. Up next, let's keep it in the Pacific Northwest, Megabog. It's a woman named Erin. She's been in the scene for quite a while in Seattle, Washington. I know she's played up here a couple times with some local bands. And she has her first formal album release coming up. It's called Gone Bananas, and as I was mentioning with Kingsway, how much I like songs about locales in Vancouver, this is about the Aurora, the big boulevard in Seattle, Aurora 99. Lovely song, a little bit of judicious use of saxophone. I love it. Here we go. This is Megabog. Thank you.
doctor. You don't get tired, but you're a doctor, yeah. Dragon on the beach, I gave up my voice and I waited a while. Till it's a structure, I'm a doctor now, my doctor now. Higher up, look, I'm a doctor now, I'm a doctor now, yeah. Higher up, look, I'm a doctor now, I'm a doctor now. Higher up, look, I'm a doctor now, I'm a doctor now. Higher up, look,
Concerts and Neptune Records present a Southern Lord Recordings tour featuring Obliterations. With openers Baptists and Torch Runners this Saturday, October 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Door 7 p.m., show 8 p.m., and 11 p.m. Obliterations, composed of current and ex-members of Black Mountain, Savior, and Nighthorse, are on tour to support their debut full-length release, Poison Everything. Tickets are $13, available online at ticketweb.ca, also available in person at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and Scrape Records.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Left. This is the way you thought.
All right. So that was the band Dada Plan, a new band. They have a record coming out that they're launching tonight. Ooh, that was weird. It's going to be at the Biltmore Cabaret. Launch tonight, a new record on Kingfisher Blues. And the album is called A Dada Plan Is Free. And that was the song Over When You Die. I don't know the full extent of it, but I know Malcolm Jack is kind of the brains behind this outfit. And he, you may know him from the band Sun Wizard and Capital Six, but sounds like he's focusing on a groovier vibe now. Before that, we heard Energy Slime. From their forthcoming album, New Dimensional, that was the song Why You Wanna, about an unscrupulous radio DJ. New Dimensional is coming out November 11th. You can pre-order it now at Mint Records. And they're going to be having a release party for that on November 15th. It's going to be the very last thing that happens at They Live Video. The video store of your dreams is shutting down on Main Street, which is too bad. But they're going out with a bang, so that's good. And at the top there, we heard Megabog from the new Couple Skate Records album Gone Banana. That was the song Aurora 99. Great stuff. About 12 minutes left. Let's play some OK Vancouver OK. They, too, have a new album coming out. Fancy that. It's called Influences. And we're going to hear the song Building Away. There's going to be a release party on November 22nd at Redgate, so consider that. But listen to the song first. Here we go. This is OK Vancouver OK with their song Building Away.
Challenge of the mind, challenge of the times, challenge of the heart. You'd better get a start, the clouds will soon depart, or the way she looks at me. And I'll makeshift hammers or gnaw on the trunk of the tree like the beavers do. Building away, away, away. Building away, 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 away. She was walking home and I was walking home. She went up inside her home. I thought I should go on over to her home. It was hot pie. Building away, away, away. Building away, away, away. Building away, 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 away. We get so behind planning fall in the springtime. We get so behind planning spring. Summer, we get so behind trying to outlive our mother. We get so behind trying to outlive our father. Building away, away, away. Building away, away, away. Building away, 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 away.
like the things I like about you. It's so bright, it's so pretty. Please do one thing for me. Don't mix the colors, I like them that way. Don't mix the colors, just let them stay. Top of your head. I like the yellow, as bright as your hello. I like the blue, because it's as sincere as your how do you do. What you're painting is good for framing. It reminds me so much about you. It's so bright, it's so pretty. Please do one thing for me. Don't mix the colors, don't mix the colors. Don't mix the colors, don't mix the colors. Don't mix the colors. Don't mix the colors.
お下がりください。一番線に電車が入ります。
Let's go.
No, too soon. All right, that was the band Viet Cong from Calgary and their song Oxygen Feed. Really like this band. That's from their cassette. They had a kind of a tour cassette, and then they have a new album coming out very soon. And they're going to be in town November 7th. I'll be away, but you could go do it. It's part of the Beatroot 5th anniversary party, and that should be pretty great. Viet Cong. Before that, we heard Beat Happening with their song Don't Mix the Colors from their 1983 self-titled debut. And before that, we heard OK Vancouver OK from their album Influences. That was the song Building Away. And if you like what you heard there, November 22nd at the Red Gate is when you can see OK Vancouver OK launch that album Influences out into the world. Thanks so much for listening. Next week will be the Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spooktacular. It's an annual affair. It's going to be great. And then I'm going to miss the 2 weeks after that. So this is kind of like the last regular show I have until the end of November, November 22nd or something. Very weird. Anyways, make sure to tune in next week. I love Halloween music. Scary monster music, so I'll be playing all of that next week. Going to close out with a band called The Blind Shake from Minneapolis. They're playing at the Hindenburg on November 2nd, and they seem like a lot of fun. They're playing with The Defectors, too, so that's a great deal. And this is the song Porto Alegre from their album out on Castleface Records called Key to a False Door. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week for this Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spooktacular. Here we go. All right.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill! That's really kill! Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate him! I
Okay, well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze.
Welcome to The Terry Project on CITR. I'm Sam Fenn. The Terry Project is the University of British Columbia's documentary radio program about how big ideas impact real people. You can get all of our shows for free by subscribing on